Jet, and welcome to Radio Radar's first ever E3 special. I'm Hollander Cooper, here with me
Ryan Teljolnik,
Tom Magrino,
Greg Henniger.
And
you never know this before.
Not at Radio Radar.
Oh, I see.
Radio Radar has not had an E3 special.
Now they have.
Yeah, it's the night. Literally the night. It's like, what time is it? It's
11:30.
It's 11:30 night. I'm a little drunk and I need you to listen now.
So today was a big day for video games.
It was a huge day for video
games. We haven't even started E3.
The
this
hugest.
Is the pre-E3 festivities.
Yes.
We got all the major... all of the major press conferences were today. Started with Microsoft, proceeded through Ubisoft, continued on towards Electronic Soft, and ended with Squaresoft.
You might as well have, actually.
Yes. So, because that was all that was important with the Sony.
Yeah. So Microsoft kicked things off.
Yeah.
It was amazing conference. Like that
was good.
To me was like a best case scenario conference for Microsoft.
What did Microsoft do?
It feels like days ago. It was all games.
All games all the time.
That's what they needed to do.
On message the entire time. They said
kicked
from
it
the
off
beginning,
with Metal Gear.
Kicked it off with Metal Gear.
From fucking Metal Gear. Yes.
Which Keith Sutherland. Like,
well, when I was watching that Metal Gear, I was just thinking Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade the entire time.
Yeah.
Because he was starting off on a horse, and then he found a tank, and then there was some side saddling.
New stealth modes. Riding on a horse sideways.
I was just
side saddle.
If you haven't done that, you're an idiot because it's an amazing experience.
I mean,
I'm talking about real life.
It seems IRL. Like a good way to bust your balls. Like, seriously, where
really
are your balls going to go in that situation?
You suck them back in.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
See, I'd expect that for someone like, not Solid Snake. What is his name now?
Well, Solid.
Punished Snake.
Tom Magrino. Right. Well, we don't know if it's Big Boss.
It seems like it might be Big Boss, but
it's probably Big
it's,
Boss.
It's punished, Big Balls.
Punished Snake.
Punished, his snake is Big
That's
Balls.
A hard thing to say.
It is really difficult.
You got Solid Snake, Liquid Snake, Punished Snake. There's a syllable there that feels out of place.
Naked Snake.
It's too
that's
many consonants,
one of them, right?
And it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's
so they started off with that, and then they proceeded to just go, fuck it.
We didn't talk about that at all, but
games.
It's fine.
Just all games.
Games.
They did. And there was also, and the other
so they proceeded to Rise of the Argonauts.
Which we'll get to in a bit.
Rise,
Son of Rome.
No, let's get to it now.
Yeah,
they showed off Rise, Son of Rome, and it's like, man, that looks cool.
Yeah.
Graphics are great. Looks a little on rails. We had a chance to play it.
Yep. Yeah, here's the thing. That game is boring as fuck. Oh my god, it's like very obviously a Kinect game that has been converted into a controller-based game, and so it feels almost on rails. Like, yes, you do push forward to go forward.
You can go left and right
that
a
is
little
it.
Bit.
You walk... Then you fight dudes. Here's my favorite part. Every single person you kill in that game, done through a QuickTime event.
Yeah,
every
my favorite person part, you kill. My favorite part is you cannot fail those QuickTime
events. Yeah, and you can't go. No, it's...
It's probably just an E3 thing.
No, he told us. No, you will not fail these events.
He told us because you are a Roman badass that you therefore cannot fail the QuickTime event.
I mean, when you make a game like that, you got to make it easy for the kids.
I specifically tried to fail.
When you stab somebody in the neck, it's like, oh, well,
so you can
very
die, but they had God mode on for the preview event, but you can't die. And admittedly, it is kind of tough because... you have to be able to block very twitch reaction. It's like
he told me there's no block.
Yeah,
you
no, there
you can
is.
Smash with your shield.
It's A. Yeah, if you hit the A button on the Xbox controller, you will do like a Batman kind of counter.
Yeah,
and it's pretty.
Yeah,
sweet.
I mean,
but yeah, it's you move forward, you get in a fight with about 7 dudes, do a quick time event to kill every single one of them.
Every single one.
Then as you're doing it, I was watching it. You can just see, you're like, all right, so he slashes this guy's throat. That was going to be like a swing to the right with your forearm when this was a Kinect game.
When you were playing it, was there any Kinect functionality at all?
There is. I didn't get to use it because it was in a loud-ass event, but he was like, you can use voice commands for some of this stuff.
In the trailer, he was yelling arrows.
Yeah,
you're just going to yell arrows.
There are sections called formation segments, and then he's like, these were the greatest tools at the Spartans' disposal, where they had their formation squad
phalanx and stuff.
Yeah, and it's basically, you're walking forward, you all drop down your shields, block some arrows, then you push a button and throw some spears and it automatically kills everybody. So he's like, these are going to be game changers. I'm like, these are boring as shit.
You said that to him, and then he hit you, which is why you have that giant black eye right now.
No, of course I don't have the guts to say something like
that. I mean, you got the guts.
Who made a game? No, not of course I don't.
You got the bubble guts.
That would be... I had to immediately poop after I played that game.
Better than the Sony press conference.
What?
That's when Lucas took a jump.
So they showed off Rise.
They showed off Rise. It's whatever.
It's beautiful.
All right.
It's
very, it is very pretty.
So what did they go to after Rise? What else was shown?
Well, they showed Forza.
It was shown off by an actual car.
There was a bona fide car on the stage.
A motherfucking car.
I would take
that. And then they showed off the dragon.
Crimson Dragon. Zero sound.
It did not have sound.
We took the liberty of adding a soundtrack. You can expect that on the website soon. Yeah. I feel like we nailed it.
I mean, I played it later.
Yeah.
We were 100% accurate.
Oh, okay. Good.
And everything you just said about Rise, Control C, Control V it over
the
Crimson.
I want that game to be really good.
I'm a fan of that genre. That genre being like Sin and Punishment, essentially. Panzer Dragoon, Sin and Punishment. It essentially plays like Rez if Rez just fucked the shit out of an R-Wing from Star Fox.
Okay.
Like just really dirty, and you walked in on it and felt awkward.
Yeah. Joined in. And yeah, like, I might as well be here.
I'm here. High five. But it's like, so it that too
was... Power.
Picturing that in my head. So they revealed the game like a year or two ago as a Kinect game.
Likewise.
And it still has... they said, we listened to fans, we added controller support. They did not do a fantastic job. It's still like you have to. It's on rails, 100% on rails. You can kind of veer to the left and right like Star Fox or any of the games that I mentioned earlier in the Eiffel Tower situation or organizational structure. And the right analog stick you use to kind of you pan over an object or an item and then or a weapon or an enemy, and little circles appear, and then you hit a button and you shoot auto at those circles. Mm. The problem is that moves so fucking slow with the controller that if something's on the left side of the screen, you have a solid second of holding the button. And since it's on rails, it's like you see it there, you're just it feels, it's probably a second or a half a second, but in a normal shooter, it's a millisecond.
Right.
So it feels like a fucking eternity to drag the thing across. And I played the demo, I'm praying that the Kinect versions are better. I don't think they will be. What do you
I'm sorry, I that? Saw a picture of a mini horse hanging up in this hotel room.
We're in a hotel room. And
it's
picture
really
of a
cracking
mini
me up. Right
that
now.
Same Word. Mini horse is in your room.
Is it really?
There's a couple pictures hanging in your room. One.
This is as interesting as what
no,
this
I'm
game
so
was.
Sorry.
No,
the game was a letdown.
Yeah.
But with all these games, you know, somehow there could be a miracle where they might
be
okay.
They've been working on these games for a
really
long time.
Yeah, I mean, really,
time.
They're set in stone at this point. Yeah. But
this might as well be the review.
So those two games probably won't be winners. One game that could be a winner is Halo 5.
No.
Halo, the next Halo.
So Halo Journey Edition.
And I don't want to keep ragging on Microsoft, because I actually came away from that whole press conference
that
pretty
conference
excited.
That was great. No,
but
it really
when
was.
We were watching that Halo thing, and I read this later, and I'm just going to totally steal this, it's like, why is Master Chief wearing a cloak?
There is literally no reason.
He's got armor on.
But I feel like
he has armor on. They just did it to make him look cool.
He's trying to blend in.
Yeah, he needs to hide.
He's like 8 feet tall. Like, he's not going to blend in anywhere.
How do you know the local population is not 8 feet tall?
Yeah, the indigenous species may be 8 feet tall and wear cloaks. He fits in perfectly.
Preposterous.
Nope.
Totally. Yeah. It will, because it's a video game, or no, because it's a fictional story, they can make it that way.
Also,
if they want it to.
I'm going
to
tell this story because it's my favorite thing that happened today. The trailer just starts off with guy in cloak walking around.
Yeah.
And we kept thinking it was
painful.
Destiny, because that's exactly what Destiny looks like. And I jokingly said, and the cape blows off, and it's Master Chief. And that's exactly what happened. And Ryan just turned and stared at me with such anger.
As if it were your fault.
Yes.
I was
upset.
Look, I love Halo, and I wanted so badly for that to not be Master Chief.
Like a different Spartan would have been like, ooh, that's a different Spartan.
I was really not expecting it to be Master. I thought I was going to be Journey.
I was thinking to myself, I thought, you know, it's too soon.
Too soon.
It's too soon.
Too soon.
But I was wrong.
No. Well, I mean,
why were you wrong though? They didn't tell you anything.
They said 2014.
They just said there's gonna be another Halo.
Well, we all knew another Halo was coming.
Well, they said it's 2014. That's the big deal.
And I'm
why is that a big deal?
Because
it's
2 years. They've been taking longer.
Yeah.
They've been like that's a series that takes its time.
That's all 343 is working on.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, So
I'm not saying I'm not saying it's not nearly enough time, but to go from building a new engine and making a new Halo on the Xbox 360 to then making a next-gen version?
Yeah.
It feels like for it to be a significant leap forward onto Dawn, they'd have to take a little more time.
Yeah. Story-wise or engine-wise?
Engine-wise,
gameplay. It's easily been there for...
I don't care about the story.
I'm perfectly... Like, I know I'm going to enjoy that game when it comes out. I think they just did a ridiculous job unveiling it. Like, that was not...
That was a corny. Blew off of a guy and...
It just...
Before we get to the last thing, what else was even shown off? Dead Rising is an exclusive.
Dead Rising 3.
Dead Rising looks very different.
Among the worst kept secrets in gaming, Dead Rising 3.
Yeah. I've
coming never really been a Dead Rising fan, so I can't speak
it
to whether...
It looks very different. I've played all of them so far, but it had a very different tone. Dead Rising has a very, like, zany, like, crazy weapons. Like, you plug a sprinkler head into a zombie and... blood shoots out of the sprinkler. Mm-hmm. This was like kind of a brown and gray, like zombie survival kind of thing.
Oh,
and whereas the other Dead Rising games were colorful and kind of funny.
You're getting like Lego heads and putting them onto a room full of zombies and just fucking dancing around in a dress with them.
Yeah, and this one seemed a
Dead
lot more,
Rising's tone is essentially the same tone as the Super Mario Brothers movie. Mm-hmm. It's pretty essentially much. Right in line with that.
So drink a gallon of orange juice, and your health goes all the way up.
And so it was probably like they just spent a bunch of money on this one. They're like, all right, we got to do something
weapon
special.
Weapon crafting seemed kind of cool, because by the end he had a sledgehammer with a saw, like a working saw blade on it.
It's still kind of silly.
But it's awesome. Is silly, yeah. They kept that, at least they showed that a little bit, but you can weapon craft on the fly, which is kind of cool, instead of having to find a like workbench and shit like
so
that.
So this was also the same conference that we saw Sunset...
Whatever. Overdrive?
Yeah. The Insomniac game.
Which we were kind of jokingly saying, like, man, this reminds us an awful lot about the Overstripe reveal, which eventually got...
Neutered.
Generic-ed.
Generic-ed.
Yeah, so it looks like a...
Jet Set Radio meets Pain meets...
Jet Set Radio meets Team Fortress.
Brink, right.
Sure.
/ Brink. It was, like, super stylish. And
I don't know what to make of this game.
They did that same kind of thing in a demo where, like, the characters are running around and there's names over them because that's the easiest way to let you know they're players.
Yeah.
So there's lots of players.
Yeah, I really don't know what to make of this game. It could conceivably be good.
I thought I got really excited at the Xbox event because I was sitting there and bald guy who's potentially ruining the Xbox. Phil Spencer.
Oh, Phil Spencer has a lot of
the
hair.
The guy that announced the Shins?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Phil Spencer.
Phil Spencer takes the stage.
Phil Spencer?
He's not bald.
No, Phil Harrison.
Phil Harrison.
There it is.
Phil Harrison takes the stage, and I said, what's going on? And somebody said, oh, they're going to talk a lot about Sunset Overdrive and explain it. And I'm like, awesome. And then he's just like, introducing the Shins! And I'm like,
I know why you're all here. It's time for the Shins.
So, yes, this is what happened at the Microsoft event we were just at, playing these games. And
like we're all there to work. Music is too loud that we
can't. You cannot
work.
Hear a thing. You can't even talk to another person in that same area.
Even with the headphones on, I can hear the Shins blaring into
my
skull.
So the game, we have no idea what the game is because the Shins are the motherfucking people to blame.
Yeah. And we can't forget Microsoft's loyalty to indie, meaning Minecraft.
And
Titanfall. Are we gonna talk about Titanfall yet?
There was one other indie game.
What was it?
There was another indie game.
There was.
Capybara unveiled a game that looks like it could easily function on a TI-83
below?
Calculator. Yeah.
Oh, below.
It looks fun. What? I think it was Xbox 360.
I have no idea.
It was at the event, and I think it was playable on 360.
Yeah. No, it was there. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks. It's a roguelike by the people who made Super Brothers, and more importantly, Might and Magic. Flash of Heroes.
That was EA.
You realize that you guys can't whisper with microphones underneath you.
He was just asking me about...
when did we see Garden Warfare? Was that EA?
That was EA.
We're
going to talk about that now as a transition because... Titanfall
Titanfall is in almost all of the events.
Yeah. It's true.
So Titanfall
is the Respawn's game. We got Game Informer cover leaked... supposedly on Source Engine. It looks like the AI...
That's the weirdest part of this
UI,
whole thing.
The UI looks like it was made by the guys who made Call of Duty.
Fun fact.
Funny enough.
Fun fact. The guys who made Call of Duty made this game.
After they were dirty fucked by Activision thrown out the door.
A little bit of
so
dirty
that
fucking.
Bobby Kotick could save $1.50.
Yeah, which he did.
They made their own company.
Yeah.
And now they're making...
And now they made a Call of Duty in space.
Which looks... Goddamn awesome.
Oh, and it looks
my
good.
God, yeah.
So mechs are the big thing. I think we've already been in... Most of the people who listen to this show know what this game is because they read our site and they're like, hey.
Yeah, but if you don't, or if you just want a quick recap, Call of Duty with mechs and...
Talking. Call of Duty and Hawk.
Call of Duty and... Well, no, because when you're in a mech, it kind of just looks like a regular shooter.
Mech Warrior.
I was talking to Lorenzo about it. You jump into the mech...
It just slaps a visor over you like a Halo, or just, Halo 4.
But no, it just ends up... But it doesn't look like a mech game.
No, it doesn't.
But you have a jetpack. It's almost, to go back to Brink, it's like light parkour elements.
Yes.
They were saying that it's an extension of, like, if we took this the military's exoskeleton kind of technology to its logical conclusion, then this is what we would get. We wouldn't get these big, slow, lumbering mechs.
Yeah, and I love that you can rip pilots from the cockpit of their Titans and toss them.
Yeah.
Just fucking like, and you get to pick where you toss them. What a cool thing.
And you can eject from your mech and go shooting into the air where you're super vulnerable. People just pick you out of the sky.
Yeah.
But I do like that when you get into the mech actually leans down, picks you up off the ground, and shoves
it into its belly.
Into
his chest.
That's a nice mech.
Get in here.
The kindest mech.
Really considerate.
But okay, so we talked about that. We need to talk about the actual game that was important that was shown off at the EA press conference. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Oh, holy shit, that one.
Really cool.
Look, it's Xbox 360 and eventually Xbox... Or it's Xbox One and eventually Xbox 360. It's four-player, Plants vs. Zombies style.
Horde mode,
but it's a third-person shooter horde mode.
And I love that they started off with like a mock Battlefield intro.
Yeah,
with that same music.
And the graphics...
Insane! They look so goddamn good. Like, I never thought that a sunflower would be so freaking
pretty. It was gorgeous.
Yes. It was like hopping around, and the petals were flopping.
It was unbelievable.
It looked like it could be fun, too.
Yeah, no, it looked really fun. And then, it was really charming. It was great.
What might be the simplest and best announcement at the show, and then the guy from PopCap goes like, oh, and also, we're making Peggle 2. Holds his hands up. Rainbows shoot out of his hands, and you just hear, and then he walked off stage.
Peggle 2 this year.
He was fucking I'm out.
Peace.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way
to
do
this. What else did EA show off?
Oh, I don't know.
Mirror's Edge?
Mirror's Edge 2?
No.
No, not
prequel?
2.
Mirror's Edge? No.
Origin story.
Reboot.
Even though there's only been one game,
they're
rebooting it.
For everyone on Facebook that's telling me that I got the reboot wrong, you're wrong.
It's a reboot because they're like, we need to make her younger, and we don't feel like dealing with the fact that she has a sister.
She wasn't old. Like, why did you get...
She was 19. Let's go 18.
She was a cougar.
Let's go 17 and three quarters.
But it's like she was 19. Let's go 18.
Yeah. We still want legal. Regardless, I think this is going to be awesome. I mean, what a cool thing to finally see this game.
I feel like this, so everything that I saw this game says to me it's going to suffer from the same thing that the first game suffered from, was just the insane motion sickness. Like,
I never had that. The only time I had motion sickness is there's an option. There's like, the way they solved motion sickness in that game was putting a tiny dot in the middle of the screen. Mm-hmm. So you had a focal point. You can turn that off. And if you do, it's just fucking, you're on the train to Vomitsville.
Right.
But if you leave that on, you're fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That
I think
was just
the first
brief
game.
Reveal.
The first game had other problems.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was a brief reveal.
That's how they closed it out, right?
Yeah,
there was a little game I like to call Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh yeah, they talk about that a little.
That was a hot 15 seconds,
but it was a glorious 15 seconds. Eight shows up.
Let's talk real quick about Greg's reaction to this.
They start showing a trailer, and there's snow and red lasers being fired. And as soon as we start to see that, somebody, I think Lorenzo, just goes, "Is that Hoth?" And halfway through it, Greg just goes, "Don't."
Like, soon as Lorenzo starts to pronounce the H in Hoth, Greg's like, "Don't." Like, don't get my hopes
up. My heart was not ready for that.
And then all of a sudden, a motherfucking
snow speeder comes careening out of the corner, and then an AT-AT foot clomp.
And then Greg is like, "All right, who's on this? Who's writing it up? Who's on this?"
And then all of a sudden, we heard like a thud noise of the desk in front of Greg popping up, and then he ran to the bathroom.
And meanwhile, Lorenzo's trying to remember how to make his fingers work to type.
He was typing notes, and then he's like, "Oh my god, I didn't actually write any words.
It was just a string of letters."
So yeah, but you guys honestly, here's the thing about that game: what we saw today is all they have.
Absolutely,
and it was CG.
That game's at
but
least
literally
2 years out.
That was enough. That's all he needed.
And that's
to
the studio.
It was the best case scenario that none of us ever thought they'd actually.
That was Dice LA, right? Like, those are the guys that were Danger Close.
And it's original trilogy, not any of this new garbage.
Like I said, you don't know that. They could end up
being. Screw you. Don't say it. Don't say it again.
You realize what's going to happen. You're going to fucking roll up. Hasn't made a good game in maybe.
Oh, that's not true. Come on. Like, Warfighter was not amazing, but it was totally.
Medal of Honor 1 was fine.
What, the reboot or the original
reboot.
Medal of Honor?
It was fine.
Okay. Yeah, it was. Warfighter was fine. It just wasn't up to par.
All right, so look forward to a fine.
But you know what? Because it's in the Star Wars universe, people are going to lose their shit anyway. So.
Yeah. Yes. Well, as they were saying at that neuroscience fair that I went to, they had this haptic technology feedback, and when they were developing it, they were like, they took it to George Lucas, and they said, yeah, we're not sure, you know, this is really good enough to sell. And Lucas was like, you know, there's about 2 million dudes who live in their basements that will buy this, irrespective of whether it's good or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, if you make something that, like, it's like, hey, it's a you put your hand in front of something, and you say, I'm using the Force, and it falls into your hand, instant seller.
Yeah. All I was going to say was, a fine Star Wars game is a lot better than most of the Star Wars games we get.
That's fair.
In recent history.
Battlefield 4. Wait, yeah, we gotta talk real quick about this. The Battlefield 4, yeah. Battlefield 4 64 player multiplayer that was shown on stage.
With 64 players on stage.
Yeah, there's a lot
on
of
PCs,
big stage.
And honestly, there's not a doubt in my mind that that's gonna be 64 players on console, because the reason we didn't have 64 players on console before, it was a hardware limitation that is no longer the case.
Yeah. Did I already make the veritable boys choir joke?
No.
What?
I think I might have.
Make it again.
I mean, it was just saying that there was a veritable boys choir of people on the stage.
That's a hilarious
joke. Cool story, bro. I'm glad you're our friend.
Yeah!
So they show off a trailer and a video, and it's just these guys fighting through a giant building. They take an elevator up.
Took a fucking elevator up!
Yeah.
In a multiplayer.
That's awesome.
And as they're fighting, I think the second time, I randomly predicted something that pissed Ryan off.
You were really good at predicting shit that we all knew was going to happen, but
yeah,
didn't
they're
want
in
to
this
happen,
giant skyscraper. Legit giant skyscraper.
We're
and
talking
they're like
50 stories.
And they're like, oh, it's shaking. Stories. And a helicopter's firing at them. There's people shooting tanks at them. And eventually they're like, this building's going down. Parachute out of the fucking building.
Man, it was
and
so
then
good.
The entire skyscraper just falls over.
And you
over.
Know what? Like that makes me feel like. Or at least that indicates to me that they're putting bigger emphasis on environmental destruction. Finally, again, because of Battlefield 3, there was some, but it was not nearly as much as was in Bad Company 2.
It's weird to me, though, that this game is coming out. Like, all that said, like, there really hasn't been that much time since Battlefield 3 came out. So I'm just curious, how much time could they possibly have spent making
Battlefield
this
3 came out in 2011.
Yeah. 2 years.
I think it's enough. It's enough time.
Yeah. They have a big studio.
And yeah, they do, and this game looks amazing.
Wasn't it just the argument you were making about Halo not having enough time?
Yes, that is the exact
argument. Well, no,
I'm glad we came back around.
No, the
difference
being is they're already in that cycle. This is a new studio ramping up with 343 Industries, in my opinion.
Well,
what?
He's backing off.
Well,
rationalize it anyway.
All right, never mind. I have a good argument.
Halo
4
came out 3
is the best looking Halo game that in existence.
Halo 4 was last year, late last year.
Yeah. And Battlefield was the year
not
before.
Not even a year.
I'm just happy to be seeing multiplayer in Battlefield finally.
Oh, yeah. That was a good job.
What everybody really actually cares about. Because,
and hopefully on the show floor.
And I'm super excited by like little things. Like we were talking, it's like the elevator was cool, the building falls down. What if you're in the elevator when the building falls down? I want to do that! Does the light start flickering? Does the whole thing just fucking fall? Do the doors open and give you a chance?
And
I want to do all that!
And let's take a moment real quick to talk about, I mean, now that at least a couple of us got to see some of these games in action and actually play a couple of minutes of them, like, John and I were talking about, like, how, you know, from when you're watching from a faraway screen of next-gen games, like, they look marginally better, maybe even almost the same. But when you see them up close, like, holy shit, they look better.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah. In the interest of moving this along, is there anything else we want to say about EA?
No, and I think we could pretty much skip
EA
Ubisoft.
EA had a good showing.
We could pretty much skip it.
What did they talk about that we need to talk about?
Ubisoft? Ooh.
Assassin's Creed crashed.
They had the Tom Clancy game.
That was cool.
Okay, let's talk
about
the Division real quick.
Right.
So the Division is the rumored forever Tom Clancy MMO.
Uh-huh. It looked really cool.
Yeah. MMO third-person shooter. RPG. It looks like Ghost Recon as an MMORPG.
Yeah, it was interesting because at first I didn't realize that the voices that we were hearing were supposed to just be dudes playing the game.
Like, and girls. There was a girl.
I thought it was
voice acting.
I thought it was voice acting. I'm like, wow, they sound very lackadaisical about...
No, that was people playing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
people who are really into the game.
They were really into it in this, like, I'm, you know,
role playing kind of.
I'm super like chill. Like, I'm so into this. Like, yeah, I'm gonna go. Like, you ready to bust down the store? Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, that game looks really fun.
Like, there was no enthusiasm in their voices, which is exactly the way real people.
It looked like they were just playing through an average level of like a weird post apocalyptic. Ghost Recon game, uh-huh. And then all of a sudden near the end of the level, they shoot a flare up, I'm guessing, to end the level, and all of a sudden they see on their map, like, a bunch of people coming towards them, and like, oh, another group of players, get ready for PvP.
Yeah, that was so cool. It looked like a better Defiance, almost, to me. Yeah, I'm really excited to see more of it.
Alright,
yeah.
So, what else did Ubisoft talk about?
Oh, boy.
So, the radar reacts.
The crew? That was their driving game.
Oh, yeah, it might be.
I don't know if that's really worth talking about.
It looks kind of burnouty, which I like.
A little burnouty, a little driver-esque in that, it's by Reflection Studios, they had that in it. It's kind of like you can drive on road, you can drive off road, you can. I wasn't sure if you're able to.
All right, fuck Ubisoft. Let's talk about Sony.
Car.
Fuck Ubisoft. So Ubisoft did their shit. They didn't announce anything. You actually.
They made a lot of
announce.
Really painfully awkward jokes.
Aisha Tyler likes to make sex jokes. That
yeah,
and I'm okay with listening to her make sex jokes all day long.
So one thing I want to say is. She is a giant compared to Igamon.
It was the funniest thing.
Like, we're watching. Camera angle wasn't helping out either.
No, it was not.
It was just making her look like she was 8 feet tall.
That, though, but why did she have to wear like 12-inch heels?
How?
She's already a tall woman.
She's already got to be like 6'5", and then she wore 7-inch heels, so she's like the tallest person probably in the next surrounding 5 miles.
I was
miles.
So happy about that. But
yeah. Plus, she had that haircut that she had where it was like literally adding another 4 inches of hair on top of
perfect.
Her head.
She's
a beautiful woman.
I literally expected her to pick up everybody and carry them off stage when they were done.
It's like the next they introduce the next person and she walks out, drops
had
them
down.
Had
she done that, Ubisoft would not have been the least most enjoyable.
And she would have been legitimately funny.
I don't know how to use words.
Sony. So Sony, we were I was ready for Sony to spend this entire press conference giving us the bad news.
No, because they had not talked about their plans for Always Online.
The only thing they said, people said, like, in when they unveiled the PlayStation 4, they're like, are you going to block online games? Is it always online? And they're just like, probably not.
It'll play used games. It's very carefully worded statement.
But they had their press conference.
Little did we know, it wasn't actually that carefully worded.
The first half of their conference, I was... Not,
you can if so if you're watching this in replay, just skip over the first 45 minutes. Yeah. You're not going to miss anything.
They took their sweet old time.
Oh,
but then
they closed it out hard. Yeah.
So what games did they unveil? Mad Max?
Mad Max, which is a Avalanche Studios, the guy who makes Just Cause.
What was that 1886 game or whatever?
Right. So that was where some
new order.
The Order 1886 by Ready at Dawn.
Werewolves
of
London.
Not steampunk.
Werewolves of London.
Why not?
There was
because
definitely
no
some
steam powered weaponry. Yeah.
There was definitely some Warren Zevon.
It was Tesla weird. Coil
that's
and
not steam. That's not steam, buddy.
Oh, God.
Steampunk needs steam. It's very specific.
Literally machinery powered by steam.
Lame.
It was 1886 with guns.
Whatever.
It had a thumbnail with the Dishonored. It had kind of a Dishonored.
Dishonored with werewolves.
Yeah. But that game, so looking at that game looks like a PS4 game, and I can't really say anything. I haven't seen an Xbox One game that's like, wow, that is truly, truly astounding.
Yeah.
But that game definitely, it just looks like they've gotten the lighting correct.
Well,
on
so does Killzone.
Faces.
I mean, Jesus.
You know what?
Christ.
Yeah. And I was gonna say the whatever the Ubisoft game was. That one we were just talking about, the MMO.
Oh,
there were some scenes where they're like walking through hallways and the light coming in.
Wait.
Yeah. The MMO. Tom Clancy's.
That wasn't an Xbox only game.
No. I'm just saying next gen game.
Yeah.
It had a next gen look.
Oh, absolutely.
Not a lot of games shown off did. Like when they showed off, when Microsoft showed off.
Rise didn't.
Rise kind of does, but like
good.
Dead Rising, it was like, eh. Yeah. It looks nice. It looks great.
I will say Rise
no
looks
loading,
amazing.
Dead Rising was interesting.
Yeah. But so then Sony showed off that, and then they brought up Square,
oh
who proceeded
God.
To do the thing that Square's done every press conference for the past 2 years, where they start off by being like, we have things to tell you about,
we
but we won't
wait.
Yet.
And so like I just love the way that they did that, because like that guy, Tetsuya, whatever the fuck, goes on. The video is getting brighter and brighter, and then he's fading out, and it peaks, and then it starts fading out. It's like, and we'll talk about this right now!
Yeah. Oh my god, that
news was so fucking
And he specifically
exciting.
Said, like, we're going to show off Final Fantasy Versus 13. And we're like, fuck.
Finally, that goddamn game shows up.
So they
up.
Showed it off. Looks awesome. Looks like Final Fantasy. It has nothing to do with 13 anymore. It looks like its own world, it looks like. Yeah. It very, like, almost futuristic.
Some crystals. Yeah. Some it's got that.
Final Fantasy is always about crystals.
Right, but it has some cool futuristic stuff, and then there's, like it looks like an action, full-on action gameplay. Yeah. Shadow of the Colossus-style climbing
chair. If Kingdom Hearts were a Final Fantasy.
Yeah, so it does all that, and then at the end, they show the Final Fantasy 13 versus logo, and everyone in the room was like, god damn it. I so hoped the Final Fantasy 15 rumor was true. And then the guy essentially went, surprise!
It is Final Fantasy 15!
The logo explodes.
You should see the look on all your sorry ass faces.
Everyone in the arena has an orgasm, and it's Final Fantasy
15. We're like, 15. What could possibly top this? Oh, I don't know, Kingdom Hearts 3?
Let's go! Let's say orgasm.
Yeah. I need water!
I have no bodily fluids.
So yeah, I mean, so he basically, it's almost like a throwaway announcement for Kingdom Hearts 3. It's just like, oh, and by the way.
And they announced it in the same exact way that they would have announced a new HD version of Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah.
They
started
by showing
funny.
Off Kingdom Hearts 2 and Chain of Memories.
They were trolling at the beginning.
They were trolling, yeah, and then they just show Sora just walks up, all fucking next-gen up, picks up a keyblade.
Sort of.
Picks up a keyblade.
No, come on, that shit's going to look amazing when you finally see it up close.
It's cartoony, but it looked good.
Yeah. Yes. Steampunk.
Yeah.
his key is powered by steam.
Yeah. Pretty steampunked out.
And then they show gameplay. He just starts fucking up some Heartless.
Oh my god.
How can you be so heartless?
The answer is you can't.
Sora is going to destroy you.
Nothing.
So then we got some demos for games we haven't released, like Assassin's Creed 4. We got a demo for that.
That was a shame that kind of was. Oh, that was at Ubisoft. Which, right?
No, the Sony one is where it crashed.
Is it? I can't remember.
Watch Dogs got another. Yeah. You know, pockets were
that game does not excite me at all.
Watch Dogs? Then,
yeah. I know. The more I see
just
it,
don't give a shit.
I am
about
super
Watch
excited
Dogs.
For Watch Dogs, but they are doing themselves no favors by just not letting it be.
And also, please quit bringing that guy upstage who's always like, you know what's gonna fuck you in the future? Your goddamn smartphone.
Hey, it's you have a smartphone? You have a smart card? Go fuck yourself with your smartphone.
Oh, you know what game we forgot to talk about? Oh no, we did talk about that. The Massive Entertainment. That was the game. Never mind. I'm sorry.
So yeah, they showed off. So they show off some other games. Jesus. We're gonna skip over some games, and then
mostly because
and then
tired
Jack
can't
Trenton walks out and just goes like, "I'm about to make all you." Suck my dick. It's essentially what Jack Trenton said.
Pulls out his huge balls.
And they're just swinging.
He's like, hey guys, guess what? Use games, you can play those. Hey, do you want to connect to the internet? You feel like you have to? No, you don't have to.
And then he specifically said, you do not have to connect to the internet to play a single-player game. Not even once every 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he had the biggest shitty grin. He was happy.
Yeah.
And he was so fucking happy to be saying this.
And then,
this.
Of course, there's the Sony, on the official Sony YouTube channel, the fucking how to play a used game. How to share a game. And it's literally a 20-second clip of a guy handing his buddy a game, and he goes, thanks, and then the video ends.
They're both smiling. Like, they knew what they were doing. So they, Oh, we didn't mention this. Rewind. The Xbox One is going to cost $499.
Oh, right.
Oh, shit. And everyone's like, yeah, I guess I could see that.
I guess that's what next-gen costs.
I mean, because we said that earlier in the Radar X. Like,
I still feel that way. I mean,
no, I do.
I would pay that.
Guess what?
Seems about right.
With the PlayStation 4, you don't fucking have
it. I know. I was not expecting that at all.
So
that is literally $50 more than the Wii.
Only thing
How
people,
is that possible?
The only thing people could be upset about coming out of a Sony's conference is that you do have to commit to a year of... Well, to a monthly fee of PlayStation Plus to play online games.
Yeah,
whatever.
But you know what? You get so much badass shit out of PlayStation Plus anyways. Who gives a shit?
I saw someone on Twitter being like, I don't mean to be cynical, but if you aren't already paying for PlayStation Plus,
you're an idiot.
Consider this a fine for your stupidity.
Yes, because you get... I've gotten so many awesome games
That I was 100% planning on buying. Like, I've had, like, several. My Vita is full of games.
What was the joke? Microsoft gives you Assassin's Creed 2.
Oh, yeah, Microsoft
gives you Assassin's Creed 2, and Sony is giving you one of their biggest launch titles.
Yeah.
Drive Club.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah. Well, Drive Club, PlayStation Plus Edition.
PlayStation Plus Edition. So do you actually get the entire game for that? Or is that just like
I mean, they wouldn't be calling it PlayStation Plus Edition if you did.
Right. Yeah. But still, whatever.
Extra shit for that game. Whatever.
Also, real quick, Infamous Second Son looks so fucking good.
Oh my god, I know.
Killzone also looked pretty good.
Yeah, I don't care. No. Infamous Second Son, and then they like Infamous Second Son, not a launch title. I'm sorry, but Killzone is.
Uh-huh.
And Drive Club.
Killzone
and
Knack and Drive Club. Knack.
Knack. Whatever.
So yeah, $399. What about US dollars.
And Transistor?
All
Transistor.
The indie stuff. All
they announced a ton of indie stuff. Yeah. It was insane.
And they were what they say.
All exclusive.
Exclusive to consoles.
Yep, PC. A lot of indie devs came out and said like, "Yo, like, do not misreport this. Exclusive to consoles at first, at least."
Yeah, right. It's probably mostly time stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
I'm looking forward to that.
But yeah, like, man, that follow up with Sony at the end, we're all just like, oh,
I don't think any of us. I am full on eating my hat because I kept saying, and I thought it was true, where I'm like, everything Microsoft is doing, they would not be doing it if Sony wasn't doing it also.
Well, and you had good logic behind it because, like, if you put yourself in Microsoft's shoes, or at least what you would think their shoes feel like, mm-hmm. you'd be like, we cannot limit this in these ways that we are unless Sony's doing it, because otherwise we're fucked.
Right.
And Sony's like, we're not doing any of it.
God, I really...
And we're $100 cheaper.
I am looking forward to all of the GIFs. There's going to be so many GIFs of just fucking Jack
Trent
just
being like,
smiling.
Just
like,
his grin just getting so big that it outsizes his face.
He's going to become the new deal with it. He's the new Reggie.
He's going to become the new deal.
Reggie's going to have to kick some ass and take some names
tomorrow. Has always been infinitely better than Reggie at everything. That guy has always been,
he had to talk through home.
Yeah, when shit was really bad for the PlayStation, Jack Trenton was still up there being like, all right, look, some of our shit is not good. I agree, like, I'm fat. Like, you can make fun of me for that.
please, everyone.
Let me show you.
Yeah. Like, that is their Jack
Trenton. There was a time where Jack Trenton slowly stripped down naked and cried on stage.
It is good to see that guy smiling, because he sucked it up, but he did it. And
so yeah, that all happened. That said,
so we saw the console too. One more thing, we know what the PS4 looks like.
Oh yeah,
and I guess you guys saw
we played the Xbox One,
which is like the
size. Let's talk about the controller. Feels really good.
Controller is great.
Which one are we talking
about?
Xbox
One. Okay. Controller.
X-Bone. The little thing that they did with the thumbsticks, that little contour edged or whatever that's called.
Nice.
Little snake skin. Holy shit, that's amazing.
Makes
because
a big
it's
difference.
Like, yeah, it gives you so
concave.
Much grip. Yeah, it's nuts.
It's
very
thinner
light.
And lighter. Yeah, it's way lighter.
Surprisingly light.
But it also didn't have batteries in it, the one we were holding.
No, they were
wired.
I don't like light either. I like a heavy controller. I like a meaty controller.
Weight-wise, it felt like the DualShock.
No, it felt like the 6-axis before they made it added rumble.
Are you serious?
No, I think it felt a
that
little more
close. That was the worst controller.
Just in terms of the lightness.
The 6-axis one felt way lighter, I think, than the Xbox One controller. I think it was more comparable to
it. It was nice, though. We're going to get a lot more hands-on over the next few days with the controller. Yeah. So, that said, all of the making fun of Microsoft behind us, Ryan and I have both pre-ordered both consoles.
Uh-huh.
We did.
And
not convinced that both pre-orders will stand, depending on release.
One more thing I
want to
say is Sony was in a perfect position. In terms of, so they went first. They announced their console first. Microsoft had to respond, and then Microsoft had to kind of guess what Sony was going to do when they had their press conference this morning.
And
they missed so hard.
They missed as hardest as they could miss.
And so then Sony was able to close. So it's like Sony had, if this were a trial, they were able to make their opening argument first and their closing
argument
last.
Do you think that they had multiple plans for price? Before going,
I don't know.
This.
That's what I want. That is a good question. I wish I knew, because that is a really interesting thing to think about.
I feel like if they didn't, it would have leaked.
Did they adjust the pricing of their console?
I mean,
ended it with such a home run too. It's just and PS.
Well, we were talking about earlier,
$100 less.
We were talking about earlier, like, if they did do on the fly adjustments, they could have easily gotten away with a $50 price disparity, easily. Because I think if they trumped. In price area at all, people would have been like, well, shit, all right, we have our answer, because obviously they beat Microsoft out on
so
all these
other
issues.
So one thing I bet that is working really well in their favor is all of the Blu-ray stuff, like, they've been working with it for a while, so presumably their channel for getting all that stuff created is saving them a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
Blu-ray drives aren't that expensive to begin with.
No, right. They're really not.
Especially when you own part of it.
I doubt that Microsoft is paying out... like per unit, like
there's an efficiency there that we are not seeing.
Well, I think the bigger thing that killed Microsoft is they're packaging every console with that Kinect.
Sony's packaging it with their PlayStation Eye.
I'm pretty sure they are.
But the Kinect is nearly as powerful as the. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think it's nearly
it's
as good.
It's a fancy, creepy ass thing that nobody wants.
Yeah,
that is a fancy. Fancy spy
it
device.
Works nice.
Yeah.
I also love that the day Microsoft announced their privacy stuff is the day that the
all the Prism
NSA
stuff
Prism stuff, and apparently the first company to hand over Microsoft. All their private data was Microsoft.
Oh yeah, you know they're tapping into that shit.
Oh yeah,
I mean that's like a direct window into every gamer's household.
Yeah, and gamers are the problem.
We are.
P.S. The PlayStation looks a lot like the new Xbox, but slanted.
Yeah.
Well, I like it. I dig it. I didn't dig it at first, but now I like it.
When he first held it up, I thought it it looked exactly like the Xbox. It was two-toned. It was glossy on one side. It was matte on the other. It was black. And it had that stripe right down the middle, the division.
Yeah. We also didn't talk about the fact that they announced the new Xbox 360 model.
Oh yeah, which I saw tonight, which is similarly sized, but just boxier.
Yeah. I wonder if they made it specifically to be put on top of your Xbox One. Because the Xbox One is fucking huge.
Oh, my God.
The Xbox One is a big
console. It is a
console.
Goddamn VCR.
It's
like
big,
full-on first-run VCR ever made.
It is the original Xbox.
It is
that
big.
Wow.
Surprisingly large.
I wouldn't say it's that tall, but it is fucking huge. It's
thick.
Yes.
Girthy.
It's very, girth is a weird word. I don't like it.
No? I mean, the word that I've said this before, meat is just... Irrespective of the context.
The meat of it.
The meat is...
Juicy is too juicy to say.
All right, so we're going to wrap this up because...
It's getting girthy.
This podcast. Tomorrow we're going to be...
All right, let's take a second and think about, is there anything that we forgot?
Girthy meat.
Is there any game that we didn't talk about that we should talk about right now?
I played Loco Cycle.
Yeah?
It was okay.
All right.
Whatever.
I think we're good.
So that's it for Radio Radar's first podcast from E3. We're going to have one every night. Hopefully they will be earlier in the night.
Uh-huh.
They won't be.
No.
Doubtful.
Not tomorrow.
Can we give a sneak peek about what we might be able to talk about tomorrow?
Nintendo is going to be the big thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to see some more Microsoft games. We didn't talk about Killer Instinct.
Oh,
we announced a new Killer Instinct.
There you go.
That's all we need to say. Cool.
Yeah. It looks like Street Fighter, the end.
Tomorrow I'll be seeing Final Fantasy 15 and Kingdom Hearts 3, presumably. Probably not Kingdom Hearts 3, actually.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 15.
I don't know what I'm seeing.
I don't remember what my schedule is.
The rest I care
Nintendo
about.
Is the main thing. Yeah. We expect big things from Nintendo.
We're going to run around the show floor like idiots.
Yes.
So if you have any requests, send them to Greg H.
That's right. Also, contact me on Twitter, at Games Radar or GR Radio Radar. I'm going to be taking requests of what you guys want to see on the floor, and I'm going to be a Vine Master showing you what you want to see and bringing it to you. Relatively
all you
live.
Have to do is ask. Like Greg literally has nothing to do other than fulfill your every wish.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially you.
And
yes,
you know who we're talking about.
Yeah. You.
I see you.
I'll Jake Sully
sleeper.
I can see you.
Stop it.
All right. Good night, everyone.